Soccer Chat. Yes, Soccer Chat. I'm Johnny Gould.
And I'm Douglas Anderson.
Absolutely for certain. Chelsea v Barcelona. It's the semi-final. Perennial names, shall we say, at the business end of the Champions League, Dougie. But quite a surprise that Chelsea are there against the might of Barcelona. Do you give them two hopes? No hope and Bob Hope? Or can they get through?
You have to give them a little hope, but I can't see it. I think it will be the final everyone wants to see, Barca-Real Madrid. Again, from a neutral's point of view, what another cracking cup final to watch. I've just got the paper here, and I do feel a little bit like James Richardson, because I've got a cappuccino as well, although I'm not in a piazza somewhere near Verona.
You've got more hair,
yeah,
and you didn't shave this morning either.
That's true.
So the look is... You've done it.
Thank you. Chelsea play with fear and lack courage. This is Alves who's talking about that. Now, when I watched Drogba going absolutely mental at the end of the game in 2009 when Barca scored in the very last
final minute of the bridge, yes.
Yeah. I didn't think Drogba looked like someone who lacked courage. I just think he looked like someone who lacked any idea of where he was at that moment and was using, if I may say, a few curse words, effing this and probably in the dressing room seeing this and W-ing that as well.
Yeah. Those guys have courage. Those boys, those 30-somethings who are not long for this Chelsea world, who Roberto Di Matteo has brought back in spite of the Villas-Boas project, the likes of Lampard, Terry and Drogba, they have courage in spades and they've won and won.
Alves has done Chelsea a favour, hasn't he?
Really?
That is the thing that'll be up in the dressing room wall tomorrow.
Yes.
But I can't
see. And who would have believed that The Guardian would be up in any Chelsea dressing room? Since the Graham Lasso era.
Yeah, broadsheets sadly lacking in football dressing rooms the length and breadth of the country, but good to see the broadsheets coming back there. And... I'm interested to watch though tomorrow. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch Barcelona? But before that, I have to go back to something I was saying in maybe part one or part two about some of the prices in the cafe stroke bar that we find ourselves in North London, Queen's Park at the moment. I'm going to give you just one other thing. This is from the starter menu. Cured meat antipasto with sun-dried tomato and artichoke. This is a starter. What's that coming in at? £8.90. £8.90 for a starter. You're going to have £1.10 left if you pay with a £10 note. But to give this place some credit, as I look at the wall, I really like the decor because they've got album sleeves up and posters of Lee Scratch Perry, a beautiful big picture of Lee Scratch Perry playing somewhere in Jamaica. I can see A Love Supreme by John Coltrane on the wall. I can see Marley. I can see John Lee Hooker and a Ginger Baker album. So what they lack in competitive pricing, they more than make up for it in great musical decoration. And as a music buff, I can only applaud them for that.
Living up to your stereotype, and I'll see if I can get a 10% discount for you, my boy.
I know. I'm not saying that because I'm Scottish and I'm tight. I'm just saying that, you know, in the age of austerity, we got to look after our own. And if you want somewhere cheap to eat and drink, don't come to where we are just now. That's why I'm simply drinking the cappuccinos and why I remain a 32 waist.
And I'm a 42. David Luiz has a hamstring. He sustained it in the semi-final, and he won't play against Lionel Messi. And the Sun screamed this morning, "Oh no, Luiz is out." Lionel Messi will have the freedom of the Stamford Bridge pitch. I contest that Luiz is only good going forward. He's a bit of a show pony, and Chelsea are better off without him because they need the likes of Terry and Ivanovic. Yes. Those guys who are willing to get stuck in to stop the might of Messi.
Also, you could have Bobby Moore circa 1970, Tony Adams circa 94 playing at the back for you. It doesn't matter. Messi is that good. He can play anyone.
Yes.
I tell you what would be a good thing. I just hope that Barca don't win, say, and I don't think they will, say 4-0 tomorrow. You want the second leg to still be something to play for both teams, because it makes it interesting for us watching it. I can't see Barca not scoring, though, tomorrow night, so it's a tough one for Chelsea. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Very quickly, do you think the rigour of the game on Sunday at 6 o'clock will put paid to Chelsea's chances? It's a quick switch over to such a
It's
big
a quick
game.
Switch over, but if I was getting paid £140,000 a week and going out with the ex-presenter of The One Show, I wouldn't care about that. If they can't turn up tomorrow and put in a good game, they shouldn't be putting on any blue shirt, whether it be Chelsea, Gillingham or one of the Bristol teams.
I'm Johnny Gould.
I'm Dougie Anderson.
Never say goodbye on a podcast, but...
And it's gone.
Nice. Well, as always, do I need to go for a cigarette after the show?